This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root with you on USA Radio Network, and what a day it is. Joe Biden, the new president of the United States. I don't mean to say I told you so, but while so many other conservatives were sending out so many different tweets and parlays, as they used to call them when Parler existed, that it's all happening. I saw a few glimmers, a few green shoots, but in general, I told all of you on the radio, I didn't think anything was really happening. I hoped it was happening. I prayed it was happening. I prayed Trump was going to do something. But I just didn't see it coming. And I didn't see him declaring the Insurrection Act. I didn't see him declaring martial law. I didn't see him overturning the election of the Supreme Court. It just was never going to happen. And it's so sad, and it's so pathetic, and it's so miserable, and so depressing that you've got a president of the United States who's an old, feeble man with dementia, and you have a president of the United States that's owned by China, a president of the United States that's the most corrupt man that ever lived in the history of American politics. He doesn't even remember any of it anymore because he has dementia, but he is so corrupt, and he's owned by China, and he's blackmailed by China because of the actions of his son, Hunter, and nobody really cares. I mean, in our group, they do, in our 74 million plus, but in the rest of the United States, nobody cares. I mean, when you watch Fox News, and I won't watch it anymore, but I heard about it. I heard what Karl Rove said. It's about unity. It's a beautiful speech by Biden. We all have to have unity with the president. What a great speech. One of the greatest speeches ever. So here's a guy that calls for unity, and his first actions are destroying the United States, opening up our borders, stopping construction of the wall, blocking the Keystone Pipeline, re-entering the Paris Climate Accord, and don't forget the biggest one of all, making sure there are transgenders in female bathrooms and locker rooms. This is the man who wants unity. Sorry, folks. You know what you could do, unity, Karl Rove? Please give Karl Rove a message from Wayne Root. Wayne Root says, go screw yourself. Take your unity and stuff it where the sun doesn't shine. I think that should be the title of my column coming up on Sunday. Take your unity and stuff it where the sun doesn't shine. I'm not going to unify with someone who's destroying my life and destroying what I believe in, capitalism, and destroying Judeo-Christian values, and destroying American exceptionalism, and destroying the energy economy under Trump that became number one in the world. We didn't need help from anybody in the world. We were self-sufficient. And now he's going to destroy it all in the name of freaking green energy that sucks. So take your unity and stuff it up your you-know-what. You make me sick to my stomach. Unity. You know, this goes back to my high school. You can't have unity when someone's beating the F out of you. When someone's beating the crap out of you, you got to hit them in the mouth, knock all their teeth out, and then kick them in the balls while they're on the ground. And then everyone's telling everyone it's raining. And soon the sun will come out. Guess what? The sun will never come out. You're a moron. You got pee on your face. You're a moron. Let me repeat that. You're a moron. If you believe in unity with people that are destroying the United States, you're a moron. He put out, 17 executive actions today. And by the way, they were announced this morning before Biden took office. Trump hadn't left yet. And Biden is ordering us around with executive actions that are a nightmare. And you know what sums up the morons that are now in charge of our country? Global warming hardliners, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, took a private jet to the Biden inauguration. If that doesn't make you angry, if that doesn't make you laugh, if that doesn't make you look at these two, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, and say, what complete freaking morons are running our country? You know, like the number two woman at Health and Human Services? She's a transgender who looks like an incredibly ugly man with a wig on. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And she was in charge of Pennsylvania's response to COVID. And she locked it down and put everyone out of business and destroyed every restaurant and every small business owner while she told everyone, I think it's okay to have orgies during COVID. I kid you not. This is the age we're entering, the age of Biden. You got pop superstars from Hollywood who think all of life is about global warming and climate change who fly private jets to the inauguration. They're so dumb, so clueless, and so out of touch with their own wealth versus the rest of us. You know, of course they believe in green energy. Of course they believe in the Paris Peace Accord. Of course they want to kill all coal-fired plants in the United States of America while China builds 600 an hour. Of course they do. Because when you make $50 billion a year, does anything really matter? You could just give away everything to everyone. You can give away America to communist China. You won't even notice until they knock on your door and take you out in the middle of the night and rape you and beat the crap out of you and then put you in front of a firing squad and kill you. And in the last moment before the bullet hits your face, like a fly before it hits a windshield, maybe at that moment for a half second is a moment, a glimmer of recognition of what you've done and how you've ruined everything. Climate change advocates Chrissy Teigen and NBC's Voice star John Legend were seen boarding a private jet in California to head to D.C. to perform for Joe Biden's inaugural event. It's just so stupid. Last February, the same two people, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, flew 500 miles in a private jet for a Valentine's Day date. The two took a private jet just to patronize a restaurant in Napa Valley, 500 miles from their home. I always said that. You know who's the biggest climate change guy in the world? Not even these two guys. It's Leonardo DiCaprio. And then you see all these articles in, like, People and Us and the National Enquirer and TMZ. And they tell you that Leonardo DiCaprio loves to fly around the world on private jets and have sex with a different model in every single country. Now, as a guy, I get that. I totally get that. It's a pretty cool thing to brag about. I had sex today with eight women in eight different countries flying on my private jet. And I flew around the world and I met a new day with a new woman each time. You know, I get it. It's kind of cool to brag about to all your stupid, immature Hollywood buddies. But it uses up a lot of energy, don't you think? Like, maybe more than I use in my entire lifetime of driving in one private jet trip across the world? So how can you then say that you're for green energy and you're so worried about climate change and global warming? When you use up more jet fuel on one trip to have sex with models than normal Americans do in an entire lifetime driving their car. Here's a tweet from John Legend, who flew to the inauguration of a private jet. We cannot elect a president who isn't serious about climate change. These guys disqualify themselves with his foolishness. And then here's another one. Shame on us if we elect a climate change denier. Seas are rising at the fastest rate in the last 28 centuries. God, how is it possible anyone could be this dumb, this clueless, and this hypocritical? How is it even possible? And in another sign of how bad things are going to get, in Washington, D.C., they call it jabs for joints. Every time you get your COVID vaccine in D.C., they give you a free bag of weed. Folks, first of all, anyone who gets the vaccine is a moron. I mean, and I'm all for it. If you want to get the vaccine, great. I wouldn't stop a single person. You can't make me take it, and I would never stop you from taking it. But you can't make me take it. I wouldn't stop you. You can't make me. But you really are a moron if you accept pot in return for getting a vaccine which is shooting some sort of poison particulate into your body, and you don't have the slightest idea what's in that shot and what damage it's going to do to your brain and your organs. Not the slightest idea. You don't know if that shot is going to kill you. You don't know if it's going to leave you maimed the rest of your life. You don't know if it's going to give you partial, paralyzed, droopy face, Bell's palsy. You have no idea what that vaccine is going to do. It might make you grow a third breast or three balls. You have no idea. It was rushed to production. You know nothing about it. And you're thrilled to take it. You're probably cheering and clapping and jumping up and down and clicking your heels because you're 18 years old and you're so dumb they offered you a bag of weed for a vaccine that you know nothing about that you're poisoning your body with. You are stupid. Officially stupid. Officially, you couldn't spell cat if I spotted you the C and the A. You don't have a clue that in Norway, 23 elderly recipients of the Pfizer vaccine died. Died. You're not aware that in upstate New York, in Auburn, New York, not one old person in a nursing home had COVID until they got the shot, the vaccine. After they got the vaccine, 24 dead of COVID. Can you explain this? And thinking about it for just a second, would you take that thing that killed those people if someone offered you a bag of weed? Actually, what you could do is take the vaccine, take the bag of weed, smoke it on your private jet as you fly to the inauguration, and talk the whole way about climate change and green energy. And when you get off, put on your dunce hat, because you're officially the dumbest moron the world's ever known. That's what we're dealing with here. Complete freaking morons who don't know they just voted for the guy who's going to ruin their economy. While he's got dementia, while he's the most corrupt man that ever lived, while he's owned by China, he's put together executive actions that will wreck this economy forever. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Energized Health. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. that, I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
I mean, you just can't be this stupid, Karl Rove. You can't expect me. You know, it's like as the Germans herd you off to the concentration camp, try and be nice. Have good manners. Is that what your reasoning is, Karl Rove? As they're going to kill my family? As they're going to ban me? As they're going to take my job away? As they're going to take my money away? As they're going to destroy the economy and take food from my children's mouth? At that moment, you want me to be nice? You want unity with people like this? 17 executive actions, and 15 of those will be executive orders targeting a range of issues. Let me give you an idea of what he's doing. See if I can read all this. Such small writing. President-elect Joe Biden will take 17 executive actions on day one. First of all, coronavirus launches a 100-day masking challenge, asking Americans to wear a mask for 100 days. And my answer is, go F yourself. California wears nonstop masks, and they're all sick, you moron. I mean, how stupid can you be? Number two, coronavirus stops the United States' withdrawal from the World Health Organization, with Dr. Anthony Fauci becoming the head of the delegation to the WHO. Oh, that should work out well. Every prediction they've ever made and every solution they've ever given has been wrong, wrong, wrong. Number three, create the position of COVID response coordinator, reporting directly to Biden and managing efforts to produce and distribute vaccines. Oh, I love that one. Vaccines. Love it. I bet all of you can't wait to get your first vaccine as the people drop dead. Number four, extends the existing nationwide moratorium on evictions and foreclosures until at least March 31st. That's interesting because I heard it was still October. Okay, and by the way, I feel bad that people are being kicked out of their homes. I feel terrible about it. I feel just as bad that a landlord should have to have a person in their house not paying rent. And you just keep saying it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. That's called a squatter, number one. And number two, the only reason I have to feel sorry for anyone losing their home or their apartment is because you locked down the country and ruined the economy, you idiots. Nobody'd be homeless if it wasn't for that. There'd be millions of new homeless people or about to be homeless people if you hadn't locked down the economy. All right, next, the environment. Rejoin the Paris Climate Accord in the next 30 days. It'll destroy the United States economy and take with it millions of jobs. Next, cancel the Keystone Pipeline and direct agencies to review and reverse more than 100 Trump actions on the environment. So what you're going to do is wipe out business in this country and create more regulations than any president other than Obama, and soon you'll be more than Obama, and you will destroy this economy the way 8 years of Obama destroyed the economy. Coming up next, executive order rescinds the Trump administration's 1776 commission and directs agencies to review their actions to ensure racial equity. So there you go. That's the Screw White People Act of 2021. You know, just if racism is bad, reverse racism must be good. Wayne Root says, I grew up in a black neighborhood. I went to a black high school. None of you did. None of the big shot Democrat or Republican white politicians went to an all-black middle school, all-black high school. I did. You can never accuse me of racism. Everyone I knew and every friend I had was black. But having said that, all of this is about racial hate towards white people. Just disgusting. 1776 Commission was fabulous. Coming up next, prevents workplace discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. Let's make sure every thriving business in America goes under, because we all know nothing says success in a business than a person standing at the front who's a woman with a penis. Next up, the census. Biden now requires non-citizens to be included in the census and congressional apportionment of congressional representatives. Let's destroy the nation by including illegal aliens in our decisions for electoral votes and money from the government and also how many congressmen you have. Immigration fortifies DACA. Wait, I haven't gotten to the big ones yet. Hold on, the big ones are coming. Ad break, big ones are coming. You want to learn how to fight this? My new book is out, Trump Rules. Top 10 Rules of Trump. And you're going to learn how to win and make more money than you've ever made in your life. Book isn't about politics. It's about money. Trump Rules. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Trump Rules by Wade Allen Root. You better learn how to fight, and you better learn how to win, and you better learn how to prosper.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is America's day.
This is Democracy's Day.
The nation's 46th president, Joe Biden, opening his inaugural address, Biden noting the challenges of the ongoing coronavirus crisis.
Once in a century virus that silently stalks the country. It's taken as many lives in 1 year as America lost in all of World War II.
The president also making pleas for unity during these times, although many of Biden's supporters are wanting people who voted for former President Trump to be, in their words, reprogrammed. The Senate is under new management, Vice President Kamala Harris administering the oath of office to three new Democratic senators, putting the Senate in a 50-50 split. The Democratic VP is used to break ties in the Senate, which in essence gives the Democrats control. USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Liberty HealthShare, sponsor of this segment of the show. And there isn't much for me to say anymore, right, to anybody who's listened to this show. If you're a newcomer, it might be a lot to say. But for anybody who's been with me for any part or all of the last five-plus years on the radio, Liberty's been with me from day one, and I left Aetna and personally joined Liberty. My four kids, hooked them all up on Liberty HealthShare. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. Best decision I ever made, not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. You could start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospitals you want. And they're not small time. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 in the last 5 years. Could you use an extra $100,000? How many of you out there, raise your hands, could use an extra $100,000? Or how about if you can't think that far in advance, 5 years, could you use an extra $20,000 this year? To find out more about your health sharing options, call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. We've got our guest, Josh Manning, senior news editor at westernjournal.com, with all the most popular stories. It is very popular, highly trafficked conservative website, westernjournal.com. Josh, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, Happy New Year. It's good to talk with you. I've missed you.
Thank you very much. You know, the thing I love about having you on, you're the only guest I could say this about. You and I have set topics to talk about, and then we never talk about them. We just have conversations, right? We have really good conversations, really interesting conversations that, you know, that really don't sound like an interview. They sound like two buddies talking. And so, and they are two buddies talking. You and I are buddies. So I think
absolutely.
The people at home really enjoy it. So I enjoy having you on. I really do.
Well, I hope they do. That's a high compliment, Wayne. And I enjoy it too.
Well, we should get you more often on. I will say that live on the air. We should get you on more often because you and I have a good time talking about this stuff. So let's talk about something that's got me, you know, just boiling. And that is that Karl Rove was kissing Biden's ass on Fox News today. Oh, the speech was so great. Oh, it was a heartfelt call for unity. Oh, we've all got to be unified. We've all got to get behind the president. And I say, you know what? Stick it where the sun don't shine, Karl Rove. I don't need to be unified with a group of people that want to destroy everything I believe in. From capitalism to American exceptionalism to Judeo-Christian values to censorship to banning to losing my job. These are vicious people that want to destroy every conservative, and I don't want to unify with them, and I have no interest in backing a regime that named 17 executive orders today, every one of which is, to my opinion, the death of the United States of America. So I'm not going to be unified.
Yeah, I'm not very interested in unifying with someone whose first move is to cut the Keystone Pipeline, which is going to cost about 8,000 union jobs. You know, we tried to warn everyday Americans, blue collar folks, organized labor has been behind Democrats for decades. We tried to warn them this was going to happen. And I'll tell you what, Wayne, you know it as well as I do. People in the Rust Belt listened. They listened. Pennsylvania didn't listen close enough, though. And now jobs are getting the very first day. That is incredible. Something else that I don't want to unite with. I don't want to unite with somebody who wants grown men in the bathroom with my little girl.
Right.
At the store.
Exactly.
I don't want that. I don't have any interest in uniting with that. I want the opposite of that.
Well, let me give you another great one. Here's another greatest hits of Biden. This was so important. It had to be in the first hour of the first day. The transgender bathrooms, the transgender locker rooms,
yep.
Unbelievable. But what about ending Trump's Muslim travel ban? First of all, it was never a Muslim travel ban. Second of all, it was, some of them were Muslim countries. But in general, they were just countries that have lots of terrorism and lots of bad, evil people that murder you.
Yep.
And we have no records of who's coming. They can't provide you a single record. So, of course, we don't want them in our country. So it's just insane when you look at the list of countries. When was the last time, Josh, you and I said, You know, just what the Vegas Strip needs, more tourists from Yemen. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Oh, my God, we were being prejudiced against Somalia. I want more Somalians, more Yemens. More Venezuelans. This is crazy. More Iranians? More Iranians from a terrorist regime? Hey, who does this on your first act?
The only Somalian I know of is Ilhan Omar, and she clearly hates the country. I don't especially want people in my country who hate my country. I would like people here who want to become Americans and who understand America and who love America. But this is, I mean, Wayne, you know, you and I texted a little bit over the last few days, and this is... I think this is what you get when you've got Joe Biden in there, and Biden himself, I can't remember if I told you this or not, I'm terrified right now because I think Biden is the most moderate person in his cabinet. The person standing between us and leftist oblivion, heaven help us, is sleepy Joe Biden. And when you appoint... Yeah. And when you did you see the story? They've already got staffers worried about the way he's mixing words up. We're working on a piece on that right now, and this is just day one. But you know, if you want to know something about somebody, look at who he surrounds himself with. And I think that's all you have to do to figure out what's going to happen with the Biden presidency.
Well, you know what's funny, Wayne? Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say,
when you look down the list of the things he has done on day one, not one of them makes America better or stronger. All they do is just service the extreme left. It's the extreme left that wants these jobs killed. It's the extreme left that wants the Green New Deal. It's the extreme left that wants the terrorist travel ban lifted. None of these things make America better. They all make it weaker.
No, and I was going to say to you, you know, nothing sums all this up better than the woman slash man. I'm not sure if she has a vagina or a penis, but she's the new head of, number two person, you know, number assistant cabinet director of the Health and Human Services. Did you get a load of this person?
Oh, yes. The before and after pictures are really remarkable.
But,
look, these are the people who are supposed to be pro-science. These are the people who say science is on our side, yet this is where we've ended up. And they're doing this to the if you want to talk about minorities, you can have a woman occupy that position. Somewhere out there, there is a woman who could have occupied that position and who isn't. Because he brought in an absolutely ridiculous candidate for the position. What in heaven's name does it, well, let me ask you this. Is that the kind of person you would want helping your children, doctoring on your children? I don't think so.
Well, Chris, my assistant producer here just whispered in my ear that he or she, I can't know if it's a man or a woman, looks just like Mrs. Doubtfire. And that's exactly what she looks like. That's it. Mrs. Doubtfire. I couldn't quite put my finger on what it was that she looks like, but it looks like the most incredibly unattractive man that ever lived with a woman's wig on their head. And it's so absurd. The minute I saw them, I said, this is impossible. That's a joke, right? That has to be like an ad for like Alfred E. Newman's latest, cartoon character. It just happens to be an ad in the middle of the column. But that can't be the person who's in charge of Pennsylvania's healthcare system. And of course it was. And now they're number two in America's healthcare system. And don't forget, it's not just, I'm not just picking on the way they look and the transgender. Forget all that. I'm picking on what they believe in. She made a comment, or he made a comment, it made a comment that we all should, we all can do orgies in the middle of COVID, but you got to lock down everyone's business. Just absorb that.
Yeah, but that is the left in a nutshell. No pun intended. Yeah, the only thing they don't want to control is sex. Everything else, they want complete control over. It's very strange. And I'll tell you, I didn't think of Mrs. Doubtfire. You know who I thought of? And I don't mean this to be particularly mean. It's just the thing I thought of. I thought of Tiny Tim. Do you remember Tim?
Yeah,
who used to sing
like
Tiptoe
Tim,
Through the Tulips?
Yeah,
if you ever look him up, listeners, if you look him up on the web, he's very terrifying looking. That's what I thought of when I thought of this person. But
Let's go one step beyond looks, right? We've already made fun of the looks. I get it. Very strange-looking person. And I personally, you know, I have no problem with gay. That never bothers me. I have no problem with lesbian, transgender. You know, we've always, as a society, thought this is a mixed-up person. This poor person might have something wrong with them. You're now putting them in charge of America. Soon they'll be in charge of the army. We'll have transgender generals. I can just see it. It's going to come soon. Because you can't be prejudiced against them. You're a racist if you are. And this person... Forget that they're transgender. They did what Cuomo did. This person in Pennsylvania said, send the COVID people who are sick back to the nursing homes and killed thousands of people. And that's
but not before she got her mom out.
Before she got her
but
mom
not
out.
Not before
correct.
She got her mom out.
Correct.
Or he. I think it's biologically male.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Did it switch? No. I think it's biologically male. I hear the music.
I think it's a she who became a man, though. I can't tell. I mean, it's the most horrifically looking woman or man. I don't know what the hell it is.
This sounds like good research for Chris.
Yeah, Chris, tell us if it's a man or a woman. I don't even know what it is. What it is. But how about if your parent was one of the ones that died in a nursing home? You don't care whether someone's transgender or gay or lesbian.
Yeah.
You don't care if they're attractive or unattractive. All that matters is they sent your parents to their death or your grandmother to her death. How come that doesn't count? Why are you rewarded for that in a Democrat administration and people clap for you? It makes no sense. Josh, we got to run. We're going to an ad break. I'm not running from you. I want you to stay, actually. Stay with us for the next segment. There's lots more to talk about. Don't go anywhere. Josh Manning from WesternJournal.com, and he's the senior news editor there, one of the most popular conservative websites in America, Western Journal. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune systems are facing the most stress, perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support our immune systems. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Personally, I love and use their liquid vitamin D complex, trace minerals, natural greens, and probiotics. And the best immune-boosting product I've ever used. Since taking these products, my energy is up dramatically. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Help me support a truly patriotic American company that truly cares for your health. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered. I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. It's so funny how liberals hate me. It's just like Trump. They hate me, but they're fixated on me. I have all these emails from liberals talking about my opening rant about stick unity where the sun don't shine. And they sent me emails about it. Well, that means they were listening to my show. If you hate me so much, why are you listening? Didn't you ever hear of changing the channel? No, but you're entertained by me. You love listening to me. So keep attacking me while my ratings go through the roof. And I make more money than anybody's ever seen in the talk radio business. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Liberals are such crazy, mentally disturbed people. It's unbelievable. They just, you know, they're gonna learn a lesson about Trump, in my opinion. The entire media ratings are going to crash with boring Joe Biden, who can't put three sentences together without stumbling, bumbling, and mumbling. You know, there's going to be no ratings. CNN and MSNBC are going to crash. Fox News already crashed. There's nothing to talk about in the age of Biden except negative, nasty, horrible, angry, you know, about anger about how he's destroying the United States of America. But other than that, it's so boring compared to the age of Trump. You're going to rue the day you got rid of Trump. What are the late-night comics going to talk about? There's nothing to talk about without Trump because they will never attack Biden, so there's nothing funny to talk about. We're back with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Josh, if you've ever watched Jimmy Kimmel and what's the idiot on CBS named again? Colbert?
No, Colbert, Stephen Colbert.
The hell, their whole hour is liberal attacks on Trump. What are they ever going to talk about now?
That's funny, Wayne. I had thought about it as far as the news goes. I had not thought about it as far as the entertainment people go. And, I have no idea. They have no talent. The only thing they could ever do was write political, mocking political jokes.
And they'll never never mock dementia of Biden. They would never dare do that. See, that would be funny. And there's tons of material, but they're not going to do it. So what are they going to talk about for an hour every night? I have no idea. But
the late night was in the 90s and stuff when late night talk shows were kind of at their heyday. Those are gone. They don't have the talent to do it anymore. Johnny's gone. Leno, for whatever he was, he's gone. Letterman, he's gone. I agree. I think it's going to crash. I loved Letterman. I know he was a liberal, but I loved Letterman because
well,
he,
I liked Leno.
He hated pretentious
Leno.
People. Were you a Leno fan? Well, one thing, Wayne, we found something we disagree on.
Well, Leno was...
It was about time, I guess.
Leno used
Leno
to...
Leno was, and he was a decent guy.
Liberals and conservatives. I mean, he's always fair. And I assume that made him a conservative. He's not. He's a Democrat. He says he voted for Biden. He says he voted for Obama. So Jay Leno's a Democrat, but he's a fair one who made fun of everybody.
He's not a crazy one. Yeah, he's not a crazy one. He loves hard work. He supports the idea of hard work. I don't think he likes the idea of the dole. I think at the end of the day, actually, if he could sit down with a conservative, I think we could make some progress with Leno. Letterman was a lost cause.
I could sit down with any guy who has like 100 classic cars in his garage. Believe me, I'd have no problem sitting down with anybody like that, no matter how liberal you are. And see, crazy liberals wouldn't have car collections like that. So he's an enemy
of the planet now. Yeah, he's an enemy of the planet. AOC is coming for Leno, baby. I mean, he needs to see the writing on the wall. So I don't know. I agree with you. I think the ratings will absolutely crash. Colbert has never existed. As far as I know, he's never existed in an environment where he wasn't mocking conservatives. So how he's going to do that now, I do not know.
I would say all of them are going the same route as Fox News with those guys who made the decision to give Arizona to Biden. They're all fired now. Every one of them's gone. And now at first Fox News defended them and loved them and thought they were great and supported them. And then their ratings crashed. And now everyone associated with that decision, Fox News decision to give Arizona to Biden way early in the evening while people were still voting in Nevada and California and the West Coast. All those people were fired the other day. So, you know, listen, when the ratings go down 40%, Jay Leno is going to get fired, and Colbert is going to get fired, and all of them, they're all going to be in big trouble. They're going to lose their careers. They lived off of Trump. They should have been rooting for Trump to be reelected. Let me get to one topic here that was on your list. Usually we don't even do topics on your list. You make them up, and then I go, oh, who cares? Let's talk with Josh. But Biden is I didn't even know this. Biden's changing the U.S. ambassador to Israel's title to ambassador to Israel, West Bank, and Gaza?
All right, so there's more to this than meets the eye. This story's developed. It's kind of changed throughout the day. What happened is just not very long after the inauguration at all, people noticed that the Twitter account for the ambassador to Israel had changed. The name had changed to the ambassador to Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza. That's a heck of a change. That is a huge, huge thing, and a very strange place to announce it via a Twitter name change. Well, as quickly as it happened, it reversed. Now, the White House will not admit who did it, why it was done, how it happened. They are tight-lipped on this, but I think it's a fantastic indicator of exactly what they think over there. They are perfectly, perfectly fine establishing diplomatic relations with folks who like terrorists.
Someone must have given the keys for a few moments to Ilhan Omar. Little Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib playing with each other, jumping rope nearby the room. And then they jumped the guy and put it in there. And then they realized they'd gotten loose out of the insane asylum and gotten out of their straitjackets. It's what it's got to be.
Somali coup.
Yeah. We got to run, Josh. Senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Today's most popular news stories. Go check out Western Journal. You'll see some great stories from Josh Manning and company. WesternJournal.com. Thanks, Josh.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.